Hey there, this is Thorsten.
Hi, this is Adam.
Hey Adam, welcome. I thought I'd start early
Thank you.
to get everyone dialed up manually.
Okay, so I'll just mute myself until it starts.
Yeah, I may talk to you in a sec. Okay, so can everybody hear me?
Hello.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, you're early, and so am I. Look at that.
Hi, Michael.
Yeah.
Lots of people early. Either that or my
I
clock's wrong. Entirely possible.
I dialed in Friedrich via conference, so
Oh,
it's
wunderbar.
the first time actually I do that, so I thought
Yeah.
I might start early.
Fair enough. Who else do we have?
Adam.
Adam, welcome. Good to hear from you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Not Who joined?
Hey there. Who's joined?
This is Joel.
Hey, Joel.
Hey, Joel.
Good morning.
Good morning. This time in the right room.
Hey, hey.
Welcome.
Other one was empty, so, yeah. Played with the ball against the wall and it was kind of boring.
So I guess while we wait, I'll ask, because I don't know what the heck I'm doing. I had a hard drive completely fail on me. There's no clicking at all, and it's being seen when I get into a live distro. But when I try to actually mount it, it's spitting out a bunch of errors. Do you think there's any way to recover the data? I have a lot of stuff on there.
It's a hard disk?
Yeah.
And where'd you get the errors from?
When like right now I'm into Ubuntu, just a live boot, and when I try to click on it, like the drives are seeing all three of the partitions, but when I try to click on them, the computer, the CPU starts going, and then all of a sudden it spits out an error saying it can't mount.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll go ahead and say it was physical impact that, so I'm pretty sure there's some physical damage to the disk. I'm just really hoping to get this stuff off of it.
Oh, dear.
It sounds pretty bad.
I'm debating whether to take it apart.
How badly do you need the data? Because there are professionals that do this for you, you know?
Yeah, I know there are. I'm not going to pay $500 for it. So, I mean, I'm willing to. I've been watching YouTube videos, and people say taking it apart and looking for actual physical damage. I mean, yeah, I guess if that's... sucks. It just happened 2 nights ago, so I've been dealing with that.
Yeah, so one thing you can do, which may work or may not, is copy the data off to another disk. So one of the problems with file systems is they're full of pointers, and so you seek all over the place, and, you know, the heads get lost and blah. So possibly if you just use DD to copy the data onto another disk, block by block, rather than doing anything with the file system, and then try and make sense of the file system later, you might have more luck.
Yeah, okay. I'll probably try DD. I mean, I ran test disk overnight, and it seemed to be finding stuff, and then I don't know what happened, because then the partition was lost. Like, it stopped seeing the disk, so it can't. I threw a tantrum and hit my computer. That's actually what happened. So it's not a pleasant experience.
Oh, dear, Joel. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hello, Al. It's me, Eliane.
Welcome, Eliane.
Morning.
So, no,
good morning, good afternoon.
I find some media that you can dump it all to and stream, if you can, the whole disk off to it. So SDA, or SDA1, whatever the partition is.
Yeah, I can. I mean, I have an eSATA drive, so I can hook it up, and it's big enough, so I can DD it and see if it goes over. Okay. I'll try and see what happens.
Best of luck.
So whom do we have meanwhile? I think we just lost Frederick again, but I've heard...
Hello, Andreas.
Hey, Andreas.
Hello, Florian speaking.
Hey, Florian.
Hi,
so I've heard Michael. Who was that? So I have Michael, Adam, myself, Björn, Joel, Andreas, and Florian so far.
And Eliane?
Yeah.
I'm here too.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
right, sorry. And let me try to get Frederick back into the call.
Do you have Norbert? Let's pick him right off the...
I haven't heard him. Maybe we should poke him.
I shall.
Yes, Florian. You hear me?
Yeah, wonderful.
Hi, Sol.
Hello. Hi, Sophie.
Oh, Sophie, too. Welcome. Norbert is coming. Andreas, do we have Andreas?
Hmm?
Hello, this is Olivier speaking.
Hello, Olivier.
Hello.
Hi, Olivier.
Hello.
Hi, this is Norbert.
Hi, Norbert.
Hey, Norbert.
Hello.
Do we have Bjorn?
Yes, I'm here.
I thought I heard him. Yeah.
Perfect. So we're missing Iker and Andreas, is that right?
Andreas is here.
Oh, I'm sorry, Andreas, I didn't hear you earlier. Is it just Iker?
And Iker's on vacation, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We both on vacation. Yeah.
So, okay, I tried it again. Friedrich, can you say something? Can you hear us? Doesn't seem to work. Florian, any chance you could try that? Seems like there's some technical issue here.
On his normal mobile number?
No, on the French one, the other one. Do you have that?
I don't have it. No, can you put it on
IRC? Let me, yeah, let me paste it to you. I seem to, I don't know, seem to lose him the second I switch to conference mode. Sorry for that.
Okay, just 1 second, I'll try.
Do you play yourself, okay?
Hello?
Got it. Good
because
to see you,
before went up.
Woohoo! Yeah, it seems to work. Wonderful. Florian.
Okay, wonderful.
Okay, so that makes us reasonably complete, if I'm not mistaken. Anyone? Yeah, Ike said that he's traveling and couldn't make it, so with that, I think we are complete. So I have Michael, Adam, Friedrich, myself, Björn, Joel, Andreas, Florian, Eliane, and Sophie in the call. Anybody else?
Sophie, are you taking minutes?
Yes.
Brilliant. And you're aware of the overcomplicated schema for these things that you have to fill out, you know?
I tried to help a bit.
Excellent. Perfect.
Is Joel here?
Yes, Joel.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand. Joel is here, too?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm hearing an echo from everyone.
Yeah, I am also, actually. I'm hearing it on
maybe,
my side.
Maybe I'll try to mute.
A tip, try to mute yourself when you're not talking, either on the phone, or you can mute yourself by pressing star and 1 and unmute yourself by doing the same. That usually cures the echo.
Okay, so Norbert, for chance, do we have you as well?
Norbert joined earlier. Okay. I heard him.
What's the question? Yeah, I might have... Okay, might have missed you because I can't hear the call when I try to dial in somebody else, so I had some 2 minutes missing. Sorry for that. Okay, should we start then?
Sounds good.
Good.
Okay, we have taking minutes, which is great. Thanks so much for that. First of all, thanks so much for everyone joining. I would like to express my deepest gratitude to the old board and all the wonderful people. Many of them we are still around in this call or in other capacities. So many, many thanks to you for all the work you've been doing and that you continue to do for TDF. And of course, thanks so much for all the new board members. Very, very happy to have all of you. And with that, I think roll call that's done.
Florian, or should we do that more formally?
I think you read out the names, and if the we have catched all the names, we will find. Rupi, you have all the names of the board members in the call? Rupi?
I think so. She did a formal roll call anyway. So.
Okay. Then we need to decide on the session chair.
Torsten, it should be you.
I could volunteer. Yes.
Go
okay.
For it.
Thank you. Yes, and then I think we should move forward with the first order of the day, which is election of chairman and deputy.
Yeah.
Okay. So the proposal, I don't know, maybe someone else wants to make that proposal.
Sure, let me propose it. I propose that Torsten and Liani should be chairman and deputy, respectively. Should we vote on it?
Any questions to that? Otherwise. Okay, so let's vote on that then.
Guys, this is Olivier speaking. I have an echo, which is very, very hard to understand what you're talking.
Yeah, I'm getting
the everybody
same echo.
Listening
I don't
an
know
echo.
What's going on.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, me too.
And me
same
too.
Here.
I think it's everywhere. So.
Okay.
Florian, do you have a clever way of working out who it is by listening to them individually?
I try to sequential and mute all of you and see which line is causing it. Just 1 second.
Okay.
So, if that worked.
Huh.
Is it gone now?
Yeah.
Well, one,
seems
two,
like,
three.
Yeah, it's gone. It's good on my side.
Start with +39. Who is that? I have no idea who this is. Just 1 second.
Italy.
somebody dialing from Italy, probably Italo. So sorry, you're muted right now. but it seems to work then.
Cool. So let me re-say what I said earlier. The proposal was to vote for Torsten being chairman and Eliani being the deputy. So
yeah,
let's vote.
Let's vote.
Okay. So let me call for vote then. Friedrich?
I was +1 for the first proposal, +1 for the second proposal.
Okay. Joel?
+1 for both.
Michael?
+1 for both.
Okay, thank you. Adam?
I wrote yay for both.
Thank you. Bjorn?
+1 for both.
Thank you. I don't know if it's appropriate if Ileana and me vote for ourselves. So, Ileana.
Hi.
It's okay for me.
Okay, I take that as a yes. So I vote +1 for Ileana. Andreas.
It's okay, but I'm to cast my vote.
Yes, but I think we have this wonderful habit of including
okay.
Everyone in the voting.
I'm fine with that.
And Norbert?
Yep.
Great. Thanks so much. Okay, so that was the most important thing for today. Let's proceed to agenda item 3 then. Change to rules of procedure. Did you get the draft that Florian sent around, I think, yesterday?
What was the subject of the mail? Change to rules of procedure, presumably.
I think it was under the important board call tomorrow, I think.
important board call. Yeah, I've got it. I haven't had access until this morning, so yeah, I got it.
So that's basically just adding a number of things: future officer, executive director, and marketing representative. If you did not find the time yet to read through that, we can of course shelf that and move to an email vote on that.
I forget what the feedback was, except that these, I think we should punt on the internal delegation of responsibilities because they seem out of date, don't they? Or do they?
It makes some sense to me to have, at least formally, to have someone nominally looking into some area and being somehow the go-to person if something's going on there, also for the rest of the board, simply since, at least for me, I simply can't, project is growing too large, so I just can't oversee everything or
yeah, sure. The question is, though, should the members there be board members? At the moment, we have Charles Natale represented, and you're doing releases, so which seems like
it
would be Christian's.
It's been out of date, I agree. So we don't have to do it all in one step. I mean, we can have multiple versions of that rules of procedure. There's something to be said in favor of getting the executive director into that rather sooner than later.
Yeah, I think with an executive director, there is less need to have named board member assigned to a specific section.
So how's the general feeling? Should we add the three items that were proposed yesterday, or do people think they would need another day or two to read through that and get a feedback?
This is the IDEDIT $8 forward from while to read as below. Yeah.
Pardon, I didn't quite capture that.
This was your email of 1457 saying I would edit point 8 as below and adding infrastructure officer, executive officer, marketing required representative. Yeah.
Yes.
Sure. Well, I'm sure. It's
would it be possible? Would it be possible to move that in plus one email vote? Because me, unfortunately, I don't have access to my email here, and I don't actually remember that email. It's possible that I just didn't see it.
Okay, so let's punt that and to email vote, but let's see to get that voted in by the end of the week, so that at least the executive director is somehow in there and working.
You can vote on the fact that the current rules are void, and then we are going to produce new ones.
Yeah, let's do it on the mailing list. I think voiding.
Yeah, let's just punt that and move on. I say.
Thorsten, it was the hiring and this kind of email, where there was. Basically, description of ED.
It was Florian's reminder, important board call tomorrow from, when was that? Yesterday.
Afternoon.
Yes, 4 o'clock.
Yeah, reminder, important board call tomorrow is the subject.
Yeah. I promise that I will vote on it tonight when I come down. So, sorry for blocking you all.
Okay. Anything left for the public call?
You said 7 was important, Florian, because of the printing deadlines of CBIT.
Yes. I was just wondering if we should move to the private room now. Is there anything people would keep in the public call?
So I switch off and you call me again, okay?
Florian, any item you see left that we should do in the public?
I don't think there is any reason not to do in a public the making it Italo the sportsman.
Oh yeah, Italo
right.
Sportsman.
That's true.
That flies together with the rules of procedure. At least that was the proposal, which has been postponed to email vote.
Yeah, okay, but
okay, so
it's not board member anymore, so.
So we could vote on the fact that we want Italo and then hash out the actual text in an email vote. How about that?
Yeah, that's
good to me. Yeah.
Okay.
It would be good if people are asking for votes just while everyone is here to put something like vote in the subject. And particularly if it's a public thing, it should be on the public list as well. So.
Yep. Okay, so... The proposal is to entitle Italo to continue to act as a marketing representative with the exact authorization, the exact warrant to be done by email by the end of the week. So a call to vote, Michael?
Sounds good to me.
Adam?
Plus one.
Friedrich?
I'm okay with it.
Bjorn?
Yes, plus one.
Joel?
Yeah, good here.
Ileana?
It's fine for me.
And for me as well. The deputies, Andreas?
Yes.
And Norbert?
Hi.
Cool, great, thanks. And with that, I guess we can move to the private room and talk about the contract stuff and the budget. I think we should do that without Florian initially. So I can't promise to be able to dial in Friedrich, but let's see.
Okay.
So let's meet in the private room in some 2 minutes.
Cool.
Oh, sorry. I forget the most important thing. We need to have the final roll call. I mean,
well, we just had a vote, Austin. Everyone that voted was there, right? So
let's start with that. Okay. So 2 minutes in private room. Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Bye.